I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Morning. Most Fridays.
Yeah, most just Fridays. Most Fridays. Last Friday, Bill Hutchison was here.
Oh, how did that go?
Very nicely.
I meant to listen in, but I was busy.
Yes, well, good. You were having a day off. Happy one day after St. Patrick's Day. Did you wear green yesterday?
Yes, I did. I wore green socks and I wore my leprechaun hat to work.
You make an excellent leprechaun.
Yeah, I did. I did actually at one time play a leprechaun. That's a long story.
So what's happening this
paid well.
Week?
Paid well.
Really? There's, ladies and gentlemen, there's work as a leprechaun.
That's right. Well, there's tons of stuff going on this weekend. One of the first things I wanted to mention was, and I was asked to mention, is the great folks over at Axel Contemporary, our mobile gallery, is having a show called Futurology 101, Welcome to the Third Wave, an installation by Kathleen McLeod.
Yay.
There's
a
reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. You can find the gallery, the van, we'll call it. It's a step van near the Farmer's Market Pavilion over there on Paseo de Peralta. Visit axelart.com and you can find out where the van's going to be. There's a story about this in today's Pasatiempo, by the way.
Most excellent.
There's tons of other exhibits happening face-to-face. There's a group show called Face-to-Face opening at Gerald Peters Gallery over there on Paseo de Peralta. Winter Out Fine Art at 701 Canyon Road has a show called Share Geometry, paintings by Emilio Lobato and ceramic sculpture by James Marshall. There's a reception tonight from 5 to 7. All kinds of openings this weekend. You can find out about them in the Pasatiempo, obviously. I'm still recovering from... I didn't do anything for St. Patrick's Day last night. Did you?
No. I had allergies that were so bad that I stayed home and tried to stay in a clean room.
There were a lot of people... You know, I've been suffering allergies, too, but I found this great nose spray. I won't say the name of it on the air, but it really works for
Why
me.
Why not? Say the name of it on the air.
It's called Nasal Crom, and it's really expensive.
But it
works. I've been in kind of a daze for like a week and a half. I kind of felt like out of sorts, like I just had no energy and I couldn't think straight. And I went to my doctor and he was like, it's your allergies. You need to do something about your allergies.
Yeah.
And I feel tons better.
That's fantastic.
And the coffee helps. Anyway, what else is
happening? Well, spread is the big day at Site Santa Fe. It's Farmer's Market at 6:30. Well, it starts at 7, but tickets are on sale at 6:30 if you haven't gotten them already. And it sounds like it's going to sell out if it hasn't.
It sold out in 30 minutes. There will be 50 tickets available. They're telling people to show up at 6 o'clock. It's going to be a mob.
It's a micro-granting initiative for artists, so New Mexico-based artists. So basically artists apply, then they get to, if they're accepted, they get to show their work, and people vote on who gets the cash.
Right, and it's sort of a sliding scale situation. It's between I think $15 and $50 is what they're asking for a quote unquote donation. Whole Hog, if you're into barbecue, is going to be catering that, and there's going to be a vegetarian option.
Whole Hog, they're wonderful.
They are. They're moving downtown.
Really?
Yeah. You remember where Cafe Dominic was, right across from the Cowgirl Barbecue?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now there's going to be Whole Hog Barbecue right across the street from Cowgirl
from
Barbecue.
From the Cowgirl. So competing, dueling barbecues.
They're completely different styles, but I think what they should do is every year they should have a fundraiser in the summer, a barbecue off, some sort of a cook-off, and make it a fundraiser. That would be fun.
That would be great fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both very good. I love the Whole Hog.
I want to go to Spread, but I forgot to buy my tickets.
Yeah, well, can't do everything. Eve Ensler tonight at the Lensic.
Oh, is that tonight?
It's Swimming Upstream. It's actually, we had Eve Ensler on yesterday. It's not her play exactly. She facilitated the writing of this play. And it's all New Orleans actors and writers and singers, musicians who are writing, who are basically performing this play. I read the script. I haven't seen it yet because it's tonight, about Katrina, before, during, and after. And it's so good that I actually wept while reading the script on my computer.
That says a lot.
Yes.
You interviewed her yesterday or day
Indeed.
40. Oh, that was a good interview.
Thank you.
She's
an amazing person.
She is. And this is, now there's a show tonight at 7, right?
At
there's
the Lensic.
There's another one at 8 o'clock on Saturday.
Oh, good.
And there's another one at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it was 3 days.
That's what I'm seeing in the calendar.
Well, then it must be true.
It must be true. There's a lot of theater going on this week. In the next room, the Vibrator Play.
Yes.
This is the final weekend. Santa Fe Performing Arts Adult Company presents Sarah Rule's comedy that has adult themes. And that is, let's see, there's a show tonight at 7 over there at the Armory for the Arts Theater on Old Pecos Trail. There's one 7 o'clock on Saturday, and there's one at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Invaders of the Heart, there's a belly dance, Mosaic Dance Company's belly dance troupe, and Un Mata at 7:30 p.m. tonight at James A. Little Theater.
I would like to say that I do not see Swimming Upstream at the Lenzic on Saturday or Sunday.
Okay, then that must be an oopsie.
Yeah, it's tonight at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow is the Met live in high definition.
Yeah.
And that's at 11 and 6. And I don't see anything at the Lenzic on Sunday.
You don't see anything on Saturday, though?
Saturday is the Met.
Okay.
Metropolitan Opera.
Okay. Are you looking at ticketsantafe.com?
I'm looking at Lenzic.org.
Lenzic.org. Go to Ticket Santa
Fe. Call the Lenzic for more information.
Yeah, call the Lenzic for more information. We can. Yeah.
The number is 988-1234.
I want to get this in. The Audio Revolution Youth Media Project
yes.
presents a student showcase of theater, dance, spoken word, poetry, and hip-hop from 7:30 to 9 p.m. tonight at the Santa Fe Complex, which is a fun place.
It is indeed.
And that's over there on Agua Fria Street. Donations are being requested. You can get more information, of course, by going to the Santa Fe Complex website or calling 986-1880. That's going to be really fun.
Yeah, I mean, we had them on the other day, too, and they're terrific young people doing radio and learning how to do media, learning how to understand media, learning how to take power within the media.
Wow, they should teach me how to do radio.
You know how to do radio.
It's debatable.
You anyway. Do it in the most lovely manner. Rob DeWalt, you. Speaking of the arts. Hey, Songs for Esperanza.
Cool.
Benefit for Esperanza Shelter. Party with a Purpose, and that is on Sunday from 5 to 10 at Tiny's, an evening of music with New Mexico's musicians Nacho Mendez, Susan Hyde Holmes, Margaret Burke, Kathleen Campbell, Mariachi Buenaventura, Jen Run, Sister Mary Evans, and Bonnie Hearn, Anita Broughton, Paula Little Bird McDonald. It just goes on and on and on. Lots of, and many more, and then it says, and special guests.
Ah,
donation at the door.
So, all right, talk about the Met Live in HD. If I try and pronounce this, I'm going to just mangle it. Natalie Dessay stars in Donizetti's, what is it called? Lucia de Lammermoor, I think. Anyway, at 11 p.m. on Saturday, there's an encore at 6 p.m. Of course, that's at the Lenzic. That same day, Don Feinberg is going to discuss the opera at Collective Works Bookstore at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday.
Excellent.
And that's sort of an opera breakfast lecture series over there at Collected Works. Small fee to get in, reservations 992-5853. Those things are getting popular.
They are so popular.
Yeah.
It's people just love going to the opera in this town. It's quite extraordinary.
Yeah, and here's something interesting. Fraternal Order of Police has live music on the weekend.
Isn't really? That
yeah. The Tangents, an R&B and Latin tunes, tonight at 8:30 p.m. at the Fraternal Order of Police, and that is over on Calle Maria Luisa. I have no idea where that is.
They should have that group, The Police.
I think that would be impossible.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday at Collected Works Bookstore, Tom and Karen Fitzsimmons with the wondrous We and the Finger of God, facilitated by Desiree Mays.
Ah. Also, I forgot to say, on Saturday, Collective Works is continuing its shared reading series. And at 2 p.m., you can hear Carol Calvert, Valentine McKay Riddell.
We just had Valentine on.
Really?
A few minutes ago.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
I should have introduced myself. And Carol McKay at 2 p.m. at Collective Works over there on Galiseo Street. There's
lots
no charge for that.
Yeah. All those are nice free events at the bookstore. And then on Monday at Collected Works, Jim Kaplan, The Greatest Game Ever Pitched. Juan Marichal, Warren Spahn, and the pitching duel of the century.
You know, I read this book over the weekend.
Did you? Is it good?
Actually, yeah, it's really good. I took it down to Las Cruces with me when I was on my vacay. I didn't get to it actually until Sunday night. That's the way I work my deadlines. But it was really a fantastic book. It's not just a book about a game. You know, the premise being that these two guys pitched 16 innings over a four-plus hour period back in 1963. One of them was 24, 26 years old. The other one was 42 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
16 innings is unheard of. It's ridiculous. Only one score, only one run was scored. It's a fascinating book because you really get into, because Jim Kaplan brings in like all of the history of the time and the civil rights movement is involved and some of the racial overtones that sort of applied to Latin American players. He was Dominican, Marichal was. So it's a really interesting book. And that is at 6 p.m. on Monday he's going to be signing? Yes, 6 p.m. on Monday.
And on, let's see, the 23rd, now what date of that day of the week is that?
That would be a Wednesday.
Wednesday. Thrilling night with Joseph Bedall and John Voorhaus, thriller writers. And let's see, the book.
Albuquerque Turkey.
Albuquerque
awesome.
Turkey. Is it?
Yeah, I reviewed it. It's a really, really fun book. It takes place, well, part of it takes place in Santa Fe. And it's I wouldn't call it, I would say that he well, just let's just say that he's not kind to the art community, but he puts an interesting spin on it, and he admits on his website that he's only been to Santa Fe once and gathered a lot of information about Santa Fe off the internet. So for some reason in the book we have an IKEA. it's a really funny book.
It is fiction.
Yeah, it is fiction.
And then Joe Bedall, The Nostradamus Secret, and I haven't read that. I haven't read either one of them, but Joe has been a member of the New Mexico House of Representatives, and he's worked in the financial industry, and he now writes thrillers and mysteries.
Cool.
Fun.
More bookish stuff. On Sunday, Ann Hillerman is going to discuss and sign copies of The Gardens of Santa Fe.
Nice.
It's part of the 18-day celebration of women in the arts.
Yeah, is it the final weekend?
I think it is. Ooh. It's been going on for a while, but that's at 3 p.m. at CCA on Sunday. And there's a small fee to go to that. But, I think that whole event sort of wraps up this weekend.
Yeah, let's see what else. Just opening it right now. What else is happening in 18 days this weekend? It's in very small print. Let me make it bigger.
While you squint, I will talk about the Flying Cow Gallery. Warehouse. That's in Warehouse 21, the Teen Art Center over there in the rail yard. Out of My Head, work by ninth grade students from New Mexico School for the Arts in conjunction with a play of the same name. There's a reception on Wednesday the 23rd at 5:30 p.m. That show is up through March 25th. Now, that particular play, Out of My Head, plays, it's a play by ninth grade students from the New Mexico School for the Arts at the Black Box Theater at Warehouse 21 at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. And it's also at 7 p.m. on Thursday. And I believe it's also at 7 p.m. on Friday.
All right.
Continues through March 25th. You can go to warehouse21.org or call 989-4423 for more information on that play.
And in terms of Consuelo, in the 18 days, Consuelo Luce and singer-songwriter Mirabai Daniels will be performing tonight at 7 o'clock at the CCA. And then tomorrow there's a luncheon honoring Guadalupe Goler, which is at La Posada, and it's called The Art of the Shoe. And then, as you said, Ann Hillerman at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Yay.
What
else? Oh, on Thursday, Andy Warhol, Good for the Jews.
Yes.
Have you heard of this?
I have. I'm trying to schedule an interview about it. I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
A comic monologue by Josh, and I'm going to totally mangle his last name, Kornbluth, at 7 p.m. at the Lenzik on Thursday the 24th. There's a story in today's Pasa Tiempo. It repeats on Saturday, March 26th. So you can either catch it this Thursday or next Saturday. And there's a story in today's Pasa Tiempo on page 26.
And I had a historian on named John Stauffer, who has written this wonderful book called Giants, which is about Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. And he is here tonight talking about slavery and the meaning of America. And it will be at the Forum at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design tonight at 7 o'clock.
Cool.
Yep.
Here's a good one. Picture Plane on Monday the 21st at Rouge Cat. Picture Plane is he's from here. I think he's based in Denver now. A producer, DJ, musician, electro, glam, disco stuff happening 9 o'clock at Rouge Cat. That's over there, I believe, on Marcy Street and Lincoln Avenue. And that's at 9 p.m. on Monday, March 21st. Interesting day for a show, but hey. Also, I want to mention that the SXSF Transit Music Festival is wrapping up this next week, and it runs through Thursday the 24th at venues around town, Corazon and Little Wing, and yada. And so at 9 p.m. tonight, Christian Martin of San Francisco's Dirty Bird Sound System is going to be at Corazon. If you like yourself some techno house, go and check that out at 9 p.m. Saturday the 19th at Corazon, Ashley Raines and the New West Review, that sort of country and sort of countrified blues. And some of these shows are all ages and some aren't. If you go to CorazonSantaFe.com, you can find out information about what shows are all ages and what shows are not. Oh, this one's all ages. Warehouse 21 on Saturday, tomorrow night. Bass Warfare, a night of dubstep. A bunch of players in this one. And that is at, I don't know what time that starts. We'll have to go to the website. Monday, March 7th.
Wait, this is Warehouse 21?
Warehouse 21. Let's see.
I think it's 7 o'clock, isn't it? Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
That's the ones where teens turn anger into hopes. Hope, how local youth are using spoken word to tell their stories about art, life, and addiction?
No, not that one.
Oh.
No.
That's also tonight at Warehouse 21 at 7 o'clock.
Oh, that's tonight. This is on Saturday,
oh, okay.
The dubstep one. On Monday, March 7th, Telekinesis, a great band, indie pop, is going to be performing. And they're also the Globes are going to be performing. I believe that's at Corazon. And then later on Monday, March 7th at 10 p.m., Davila 666, a Puerto Rican garage
nice.
Rock band. These guys are awesome. It's going to be a dangerous show. And then Tuesday, March 22nd, the CD Seeds. That's S-E-E-D-Y, Seeds.
CD Seeds?
The CD Seeds. Tuesday, March 22nd. And let's see, that's at 7 p.m. over there at Corazon. And then later that night is the reggae party with DJs Joe Ray Sandoval and Dynamite Soul. And then more shows than that, but you got to go to CorazonSantaFe.com to figure out the ins and outs of this thing, because there's just a lot going on.
On Thursday at 7 o'clock in the main library community room downtown, Thomas Chown will present Full Circle, which is a continuation of his first novel, Wolves at the Door, which is a story based on his ancestors' pioneering experiences across Kansas, New Mexico, and Colorado from 1864 to 1944.
Neato.
Free and open to the public.
Did we talk about Edwin Land?
No.
We didn't. Insisting on the Impossible, The Life of Edwin Land, science writer Victor K. McElhaney discusses the inventor of the Polaroid camera in conjunction with the joint exhibits at the New Mexico Museum of History and the Albuquerque Museum of Art and History at 6 p.m. tonight at the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium. There's a story in today's Boston Temple on page 42, and that's a free event.
Excellent.
So that's good. What about, the Spring Ensemble Concert. New Mexico School for the Arts Music and Dance students are performing at 7 p.m. tonight at Christchurch Santa Fe on Don Gaspar Avenue. These guys basically do an ensemble performance every season, and that seems to be the case. It's a young school, but this is how things are playing out. And the one that they did in the winter was fantastic. So you should check them out. Young students, support our young artists and performers.
Art Cats and Cafe Mambo are happy to announce a special Latin dance show at the Monte del Sol Charter School. That's tomorrow, the 19th of March, to help the students raise funds for their Pasos Peace charity, linking with other schools overseas. It's part of their mentorship program. And it's in the gathering space at the charter school, and they'll have contemporary Latin dance music by DJ Sofrito and dance instruction, Tony Perez and his Mambo Fe doing performances, food and drink, all kinds of good things, all ages, a very small suggested donation, and kids under 11 get in free.
Aww.
Isn't that nice?
That's
Monte del
nice.
Sol Charter School. And also, just remember that, let's see, every Wednesday at 9 o'clock at Milagro at 139 West San Francisco, there is salsa music, Latin music.
Oh, sweet. There's a lot of Latin music going on in this town lately. That's great.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
We're a Latin town.
What about this one on Sunday? Celebration of the Enduring American Popular Song. Bert Dalton and his trio honor Irving Berlin from 4 to 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah. Tickets are up there, but if you go to ticketsantafe.org, you can find out more information about that. What else is happening? Oh, the Banff International Mountain Film Festival.
Yes, that's fun.
That begins Tuesday. I think it runs through Wednesday. Tuesday at 7 p.m. it starts environmental and adventure-based films at the Lindsay Performing Arts Center once again. You can get a two-day pass. You can get a one-day pass. You can do whatever.
Those extreme sports, extreme skiing and running and hang gliding and all those things are so terrifying to me.
Why?
I just sit there in my chair thinking I'm going to die, but I'm in my chair. They're the ones who are skiing, and they clearly survived because they made a movie about them.
Yeah, some don't.
Well, that's true. Some don't. Hey, tomorrow at 4:30 at Garcia Street Books, Finding Aster, Our Ethiopian Adoption Story. It's a book by Dina McQueen. Have you seen that or read that?
I have not read it, but I have it.
You have it?
But I have not read it.
Okay. Well, that makes two of us, but it sounds like an interesting book and an interesting woman, Dina McQueen, the author of Finding Aster, tomorrow at 4:30 Garcia.
Yay! What else is happening? Oh, Artie, the oldest. Oh, you already talked about that, didn't you?
What?
Artie, the oldest known homonym?
No.
Okay. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this archaeologist's name. An archaeologist will discuss the 4.4 million-year-old skeletal remains of Artie. This is presented by the Santa Fe Archaeological Society at 7:30 p.m. on Monday at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel.
Did you say homonym or hominid?
It's supposed to be hominid, I think, but it says hominin here.
Oh, well, at least it doesn't say homonym, because that wouldn't make any sense.
No, that wouldn't. If there's a 4.4 million-year-old homonym, that would be awesome. that would change
there's
the way we look at language.
There's probably a lot of them.
Yeah.
Because 4 million years ago, probably the word cool meant a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah. Now the word ho means a lot of things now.
It does indeed.
Hey, I got you.
What are we talking about?
You asked me to talk about pet news if I had any.
Oh,
dog
yes.
News. I got to tell you a funny story about when we were coming back from Las Cruces on Sunday. When you're leaving Las Cruces to come back up to Santa Fe, you have to go through a border patrol checkpoint. And so we had three dogs with us. We had my poor Venus, who has a cone on her head, the cone of shame still. And then we had our 9, almost 10-year-old Rottweiler. She'll be 10 on Easter, Pasquale. She was in the back. And then we had an animal that we're watching in a kennel. A boxer. And so we pull up, and all the Border Patrol guys have these really, like, compared to my dogs, pretty scrawny-looking animals. I'm sure they're smart as whips, but just the scrawniest-looking dogs you ever saw. You know, and all these big, beefy guys with their rifles and their guns and their bulletproof vests and then, like, walking around what looks like a dingo. And they're, like, you know, we're, like, third in line or fourth in line, and they're talking to all these people, and we walk up, and my Rottweiler goes absolutely nuts, and starts barking at these border patrol dogs, and instead of asking me if I'm a U.S. citizen and where I'm going or asking for any ID, he's just like, "Is your dog on a chain?" I was like, "Yeah," and he's like, "Go ahead,
get out of here,
get out of here. You're making my dogs nervous."
Hey, as if there weren't enough things to do tonight. Tonight at 7 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Temple, Presti. It's a concert of guitar music. It's the first all-woman classical guitar ensemble in the United States. And it's at 7 o'clock, as I said, Scottish Rite Temple. For more information, you can go to prestiquartet.com.
What's happening in the movies?
Oh, so, so much, I'm sure.
Too much.
Too much.
Too much.
But it's time to go. Do you hear that sound?
Yes, I do.
It's the sound of goodbye.
It is.
For now. Let's see. Well, to find out what's happening in the movies, go to the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, where the wonderful Rob DeWalt works and brings us Speaking of the Arts every Friday here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Is there any movie? Was there one movie?
Go see the St. Misbehave and the Wavy Gravy movie.
Right.
It's Thursday, March 24th screening.
At the screen.
87 minutes at the screen.
Yeah, and go to the screen and to CCA Santa Fe for more information on movies, because they've got fantastic movies. Let's see. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz a la carta, broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company. My name is Mary Charlotte. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Hasta la vista.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.